We lost a really key senior class last year of four starters that started in really important positions for us. And outside of that, they were really excellent leaders for our program. So we're going to miss them on and off the field. They just had great contributions over their 4 years. And we'll miss them a lot, but it's opening up a lot of opportunities for some of the younger girls on our team. We're really underclassmen heavy. We've got six sophomores and five freshmen. So we've got good numbers in our younger grades, and they're working hard, and they're going to have opportunities to prove themselves. So I hope that they're just taking it in stride and realizing that they're going to have lots of opportunities and taking advantage of that.
Is the new facility ready to go for this fall?
No, it is not. It's still a work in progress. They're working out like some grant issues and working on securing some funding to proceed with that.
So it absolutely won't happen this year. You're hoping for next year?
No, hopefully.
Okay, hopefully.
Yes.
We talked about this off the air, but softball is so much. If you got a good pitcher, that's a big step to being a really good team, and you're going to have a really good experienced pitcher with Lauren coming back this year.
Absolutely. Lauren Crone is coming in as a junior. She's been our starting pitcher for the last 2 years now, so she's got lots of experience at the varsity level under her belt. She's a competitor. I tell you what, this girl eats, sleeps, and breathes anything softball, and she works really hard. And I anticipate her to have a really successful year, just like she did last year. She really put the team on her back at the end of the season, and she was coming in with double-digit strikeouts for like the last three or four games of the year, and she's just a key player for us, and we're really glad that we get to have her for two more years.